Welcome to Real Estate Investors Front Seat Education, sponsored by REI Wealth Academy, where you learn how to supplement your income, contribute to something bigger than yourself, transform the children's future, all through building real estate investing residual income.
Hey, this is John. Welcome back, fellow investors, to REI Wealth Academy. I just want to talk about a little bit more about the idea of what happens when I don't achieve a goal. The biggest thing with this is being able to, number one, recognize the fact that it's okay to miss the goal. And I don't necessarily want to say that you need to give yourself excuses every single time, but at least in the moment, you simply have to accept. It's not necessarily meaning that you need to be comfortable with not achieving a certain goal. By all means, be extremely uncomfortable with it. But in a moment that you're ready to accept that you can't miss the goal, accept it. Be okay with it. Be content in that one moment of what it is and let that moment pass. That way you can get past all the garbage negative talk that you might have for not doing it. That accepting that is what's gonna allow you to get ready to set a new goal, to be fired up about it. The last thing that you wanna do in the back of your mind is procrastinate about hitting that goal. The fact that you don't wanna accept it means you're just gonna mull it over again and again, and it's the reason why a lot of people don't even come back to meetings, to other educational platforms that are out there. And that's not even just with real estate investing, that's with any new thing that somebody is trying. The moment that they start kind of going down the pathway and they meet resistance, a lot of people don't know how to handle the resistance, myself included, being attached to kind of procrastination disease in some cases, where I didn't want to deal with the fact that maybe I wasn't as good at something that I should have been, or that I thought I should have been. But the thing is by having that procrastination piece, it actually made me not want to address the issue. And there's other circumstances where I addressed the issue, I accepted it, I was okay with it, and that helped me move on and actually get better. And that's kind of the thing. We know we're supposed to fail. Like, in our minds, we understand that it's that failure is the way to success. The more that you can fail and the more that you can get back up and learn from that failure and apply that new knowledge, that's what sets apart some of the most successful people in the world, if not the thing that sets that apart. So that's what I want to encourage you to do, to think about, if you don't accomplish your goal, what is it for you and your personality that allows you to jump back on the horse to set a new goal, to get fired up and to get back after it? One thing that I could suggest to you is that's the smarter, the ER piece of it, is say, you know what, I didn't accomplish this goal. Why did I have that goal in the first place? How did this goal support my overall why? That will put you in the framework of saying, hey, you know what? Maybe I didn't accomplish it, but here's my big why. It's going to remind you of that. But because you also recorded it, you can then go back and say, okay, well, what did I accomplish out of it? How can I evaluate what I recorded? I got half of it done. Well, what are some of the things that came up this week for me? Maybe it was big life circumstances. You know what? Maybe it's one of those things that, wow, I binged watch some TV show on Netflix or something like that. If that's the case, you know what? Would it be worth it to you in your big why to put a moratorium on Netflix for a month just to see what happens? Just to see what happens. And so it allows you to evaluate and get past that one piece that you might have. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. What happens when you don't accomplish a goal, and what is it that's going to get you from where you are to where you want to be? What is it that's going to help you change your mindset when it comes to that? So that's something I want you to think about. Again, leave us feedback on Twitter, Facebook, come to REIWealthAcademy.com, check out the blog, get engaged, get involved, let us know how we're doing, and I'll see you next time. And this is John signing off. Take care.
Decide today you don't want to take a back seat. Finally break your financial life cycle. Learn more now at www.reiwealthacademy.com.